So, Donald Schwartz, I saw that you tweeted you're going to make the biggest announcement ever. Is this it?
I had a super top secret submarine meeting.
Yes. Why? I've always wanted to get hot and hotbox everybody in the submarine.
We might have an actual submarine for the movie.
Holy
shit. Like a
shit.
Real full-on submarine.
Can we go underwater in it?
Absolutely.
Holy shit.
I can't say...
Are you doing a Will Pendarvis and promising things that you can't really...
I'll show you.
You're saying that there's a huge chance I can go in a submarine?
Yeah, and super deep if you want. That's what I thought.
Yes. Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah.
Man,
let's go.
We could do that. Big fucking megabot. Let's go like full on Das Boot and just go nuts.
Das Boot?
Das Boot.
What's that?
It's a movie that takes place in like a submarine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Or is it be called Das Booty?
Go to that website. But don't say it yet because it isn't confirmed, but these guys are full on scientific researchers.
Well, if it's
and filmmakers,
not confirmed, then we're not going in a...
It's very close to being...
But it's not for sure.
But have a look at the submarine.
I'm not, as far as I know, I'm not going in a submarine.
I'm pretty sure it's going to happen.
Also, U571.
What's that?
Awesome movie.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not that kind
what
of
what about
submarine.
Red October?
Awesome
that's
movie.
A submarine
yeah.
movie.
Awesome movie.
Do they have one of these things?
Has there ever been a bad submarine movie? I don't think so.
Down Periscope.
Okay. Yes, terrible.
Thank you.
Yeah, but that's not a submarine movie.
Yeah.
That's a Kelsey Grammer vehicle.
Yeah. That's his fault.
That's all on Kelsey.
I totally blame him.
Yeah.
Well, show me the submarine.
That's there.
Oh, it's the sickest one of all time. Because I don't want to go on a massive one. I want to go on a little one so I look like this is all I've ever wanted to be.
And it's yellow.
Yes, because that's the one that I envisioned. I did. I saw me in a yellow one. Oh, it's little in there. So cool. You can see sharks. Why is that video camera pointing at me?
That's the behind the scenes of the big fucking megaboat DVD.
Oh, right.
Right.
Yeah. You know it's not on, right?
Isn't it?
No. It's like the lens is closed.
Battery died. So it's part of the behind the scenes.
We can always cut the audio from this show.
There you go.
Because we're talking about big fucking megaboat because we're here and now we decide whether a big fucking megaboat can even happen because we're discussing it. I'm like, if there's no Donald Schultz, there's no big fucking megaboat. So if he's around and he can do it, then everybody else will adapt to it. But if you're not around, then we can just forget about it.
Well, I wrapped the Nat Geo series yesterday. That's it, done. So I'm available. I leave for Twin Falls for 5 days base jumping and I'm back in LA. So yeah.
What if you die?
Well, then yeah.
That's your attitude.
That's not my problem.
Can we make big fucking megaboat in memory of Donald Schwartz?
Then everybody has to really sack up and get that done. A lot of crying in that movie.
Yeah, it's a really sad movie.
It's sad as shit. There's a guy with a big rubber erection in it, but apart from that, everybody's crying.
Everyone's crying. And crying.
Even he's crying.
Is there a guy with a big rubber erection in this one too? Is that going to become like our signature?
I think it should be. There's definitely
at least a cameo.
There's definitely going to be a pussy fight in it. I know that. That shit just goes. That just keeps giving. It's such a giver. You just don't see it coming.
No.
Of course, people might see it coming this time.
Since we're telling them right now,
you never see a pussy fight coming. You don't. Even if someone pulls their pants down and says, look, I'm going to fart out of my vagina, you will watch, but when the actual happens, you will flinch.
Yeah. 5 minutes to pussy fart.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do two pussy farts this time. The first one they'll expect, but the second one will surprise the shit out of me.
Back to back or one 10 minutes
later?
No, like
one 10 minutes in and then one
moment.
Towards the very
end. I think there should be a pussy fart within a pussy fart.
Like Inception.
How do you do that? Sounded like that's how you did it.
Like there's a full screen long pussy fart, but in the middle of that, in the middle of the screen, there's a smaller one having a smaller fart.
You have to watch the movie 5 times to catch the little one.
Okay, so again, we need to have this thing done by May 18th, so you need to start editing it on May 1.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I could do it by May 1.
So then we need to start shooting on...
March 20th?
So we'd have to have a script done within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's easy. Right?
I think we could do that.
Yeah, I mean, we did The Woodsman in like 4 hours.
You can't tell. Things are masterpiece.
So yeah, if we shoot... Yeah, that's pretty easy.
Script and two. I have a threesome makeout scene in the movie.
Underwater, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Underwater scene for sure. Are we going to try and go to the Bahamas for sharks, or is that just...
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's going too far.
Hell no.
Who's doing
that? I do think the miniatures route for special effects is still the way to go.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So, miniature procurement.
Yeah.
Who's in the movie?
We don't know.
Well,
I can't be because I'm shooting it.
Is Allison going to be a part of it?
She can be, yeah. She said she can't direct it, though. She says she does dark drama. I was like, what's that?
We're dark drama.
Yeah. Let's just make this dark.
Okay.
I want it to be dark.
Is that what she says, or is that just the excuse she gave because she doesn't want to direct Big Fucking Megaboat?
No, she said, like, her stuff is super, super dark and intense and rape and shit like that. And I was like, ooh.
I'll rape everybody.
Who said rape?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have rape.
No, I'm sure we can get it for at least a couple of days because we just need to get the tempo of the movie and the rest will direct itself.
Does she want to be raped?
No, probably not.
Right.
She'll run screaming, though. She does that well.
You're saying she's the one that gets away?
Yes.
She's the rapist. Yeah.
She's the rapist?
Does she want to commit rape?
I don't think so.
Ah.
Right. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, I got other people I can rape. My fingers do the raping.
We've had a number of guests on the show recently, and I think almost all of them could possibly be in Big Fucking Megaboat. Belladonna? I think we could get her.
Fred Durst tweeted me last night and said, booyah. And I was like, yeah.
Boo back.
And I was like, what's up, man? Fucking, we telling jokes or shaving my friends? And he didn't say nothing back.
Why did he say booyah?
Don't know. I don't know. I was at a restaurant eating with my kids, and then I got in my car and I saw booyah.
Weird.
Interesting.
I didn't even tweet anything. Don't know what happened.
Booyah. Maybe, was he listening when we were talking about the Shave Our Friends Tonight party?
Yeah, but that I was at dinner. This was fucking this is like 4 hours after the show.
Okay, weird.
Right?
Maybe word just got to him? Maybe somebody told him?
Did we say anything? Oh, we did. We
just
shaved our friends.
Yeah, we were talking about getting him to play in your hotel room.
Yeah.
Maybe that means he's in.
Is that maybe
that's how I choose to interpret that term.
I'm with that.
Booyah is yes. So Fred Durst.
Yes.
Fred Durst is in it?
In, yeah. Okay. Are we making a list? Shall I make a list?
Marlon Ackerman?
Maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. I fucking doubt it.
But yeah, we'll see. We have a big list. We did that before of some of the people that...
Thomas Hayden Church?
That could...
I just don't think any of these people are going to show up to any of it. Let's be realistic. You can't even get Mayhem these days, which is so offensive, dude. Like, fucking come on, Mayhem.
What if we do it locally? We have a party at a pool and shoot a lot of it around that, so make it a more social aspect.
What about a drunk movie? Like a party, but everyone is in the movie.
I just thought that was going without saying.
Oh.
Like Project X.
Yeah, like Project X.
Probably, if we really want to have celebrities involved with this, probably what we want to do is have like one central set and be there for like a weekend
and just
kind of understand we can shoot stuff that doesn't involve celebrities until a celebrity shows up, and then we put our bullshit on hold and do their thing.
Yeah. I think local is the answer. If we can do it locally, then people are
right.
more likely to...
Nobody's going to want to drive an hour out. Right.
So do we need a place to make a... What is that called? A set?
A
location. We need a location.
Yeah, but we need a set because we're in a fucking boat. Shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who has
we're not
a big
going
house?
To a park to be inside big fucking mega boat.
Not going to do that again.
Yeah. We need a set that makes it look like it's inside a boat, which means money.
Right.
Yes.
We don't have any of that.
Right.
Right.
I can get tacos. It's about it.
What if we go to a junkyard and get some stuff from that?
To make something look like the inside of a big fucking megaboat?
Yeah.
How does that work at all?
Like dials and pipes.
You know what? You should just green screen it.
Yeah, we could do that.
Green screen, or the other answer would be... If there's any, we talked about this before, we have to spend a little bit of money to do this, but there's got to be some kind of set or scenery in this.
What about if we
Hollywood.
Just green screen Red October? So, like, every now and then Sean Connery just walks in the background.
Well, you might get sued. I've sued for that.
Why?
Connery will get the joke.
We're in the. He's. He won't get the memo.
What about Baldwin? Would Baldwin be okay with it?
Why was he in that other one?
He's in Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, no, he wouldn't be.
Yeah,
I'm not fucking with him. I'll fuck with Connery. But not Baldwin. It's a dangerous man right there.
So what is our first day of shooting?
Orgy makeout scenes.
Okay, yes. We can do that.
Good.
With Sean Connery.
Yeah, in the background. We don't have that budget.
Just watching approvingly.
I mean, is there one scene in any of his movies where he's just standing there approvingly?
It gotta be,
oh,
right?
For sure.
Yeah. And just that, and he's just looking approvingly while I finger blast.
We'll just catch it in from the rock.
What about him, like, him approving? Like Finding Forrester or something?
Yeah.
I bet at the end he approved of Forrester.
The only problem with green screen is all going to have to be locked off, right? So we can't do any moves, we can't do anything like that. It's going to be totally static.
Right, that's the thing, is it makes it difficult for the movie to look dynamic.
Yeah.
It's big fucking Megabot.
Yes. That doesn't mean they can't have
But you've never
movement.
Done anything dynamic in your life. You're saying the Woods one had a dynamic fucking scene?
There was some
No,
movement.
It didn't.
There were some whip pans.
Yes, there was nothing dynamic in that movie. Nothing dynamic. You're using the word dynamic.
Yes.
We're going to miss out on dynamic if we green screen it.
It will be less dynamic. There will be no dynamicism.
Yeah. Yes.
I think it will be less dynamic.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thank you, Donald.
But you don't have any money. You guys are living in this weird world. He's talking. He's fucking out of his mind. He's talking about going to fucking Bahamas to film sharks. You're both fucking out of your irrational fucking morons. We have no money.
Listen.
Zero. Like, broker than the Woodsman.
Your job is to make sure this comes in under budget. My job is to make sure this is the best possible movie we can do. Somebody's got to have vision.
I love when he goes Hollywood.
This is every Hollywood executive meeting ever.
Tim Sabian in the room. Sounds great.
Well, let's do majority on green screen and try and make one set.
I think that's reasonable, and I think also it would be nice if there was any way we could actually be by water at some point.
Yes.
I just want to hear your arguments on how there's a inside of a boat.
I will say one thing.
What do you think we're going to do?
Inside the boat? Or
Where will we go to film a scene inside a boat where it's more dynamic?
Either a set or build one. Like, take a wall, paint it brown, stick a bunch of boxes to it, like, draw dials in it and not have that in focus, so it's kind of out of focus in the background and just not...
You're saying a wall with cardboard boxes painted as dials?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then,
what are the dials representing?
Well, just like
submarine
and
shit.
Pressure and bullshit like that. Like the inside of a boat. And
there'll be a little button that says, like, fire.
And you're saying that this is going to be more dynamic than the green screen of Red October.
Yeah, because what you can do with certain cameras is shallow depth of field, so you're in focus in the back.
Like, he's an idiot, right?
No, possible.
Like, I completely see where you're going with this.
I really loved that Will didn't care that we were going to turn the prize chamber into the set of Big Fucking Megabot. I say if he's not going to shut us down on that, then we do it.
Yeah.
And then it does have the benefit of anybody who happens to visit the show in April. We can put a sailor hat on them. And
that does make it. Because they're in the boat.
Yeah. And if you call for, like, any...
Like, literally, while they're just waiting...
Everybody's in the boat. Yeah.
Here, Will is just, like, sneaking a shot of them on video.
What about if I say a line to when we go out there to shoot a photo for Twitter? I just have a line ready. Like, when Slash is taking a photo, look, man, the whole thing's going to sink if we don't get out of here. And Slash is just like, what the fuck?
Cut!
Well, make those scenes the security footage from the boat. I can use the security camera out there.
That's a great idea.
We've already got a camera. There you go.
Oh, let's make it like a found footage movie. Ooh. Somebody's just always, like, filming
Blair
the whole
Witch.
Thing.
And,
yeah.
On a boat.
That's the hot new trend right now.
Thank you, Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah. Okay, seriously, if you're talking about filming near water, I did find, when I had to film stuff near water, that there was some sound issues. Are there ways around that if you're, like, actually filming by the beach?
Yeah, I have decent sound, so it's all good.
Okay, cool.
Can we need a lake?
I'm not going back to that other one.
Nope. It would be pretty sweet if we just
film it where we filmed the Woodsman.
Blatantly the same place.
What about if I'm the Woodsman with a skipper suit on? Like, I'm just covered in mud?
And now you can talk now.
Yeah. No, I'm talking.
Evolved.
I have a skipper hat on and a fucking jacket underneath. I have the long Woodsman hair with all dirt in it and stuff, and just mud and green shit all over my face.
The same alligator from the last movie. You scampers past, and then the boat comes into view. It's even smaller than the alligator.
I'm Captain Woodsman.
There's one big thing. You guys have one of the best film schools in the world in LA, like USC. Like, surely you can put a call out to some film students who want to come build a set for us. Like, just ask people on Twitter and that.
It's
like, there's people that do that and would get off on that. Like, it's definitely not my thing. I'm not creative. But it's easy to make a set look good if you're not focusing on the set. Like, if you're just shooting you and there's a set in the background, you're totally buying.
It's true that there's a lot of people in LA willing to do stuff for free if you give them the right incentives.
Yeah. Like, film interns and all that. Big time.
That's you guys. Because yeah. I don't know anybody.
We can find that. Or at least I can try.
All right,
I know there are places online where you can put out calls for stuff like that.
Well, yeah. The argument of the set being put in here, I know we can afford that because it's free.
Mm.
Yes.
So, okay. And you're saying that you can glue
boxes
to the wall and draw dials on them, and that's going to give it...
Well, paint it on and make it look decent, and you don't focus on that. You're focusing on...
And you're willing to do that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm not willing to do that. I'm willing to shoot that. And that camera is going to stay here for you guys, so when people come in, you can just shoot the fuck out of them.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll put a call out to USC to try and get someone to build us a set, and yeah, on a big piece of, like, wood so we can take it outside, bring it inside, move it wherever.
Here we go.
You can't do audio out here, though, because it's very, very noisy. A lot of white noise.
You can do video, but audio is going to be tough.
Maybe that's the noise of the boat.
It sounds like a submarine.
Yeah. Submarines are always noisy.
Can't you put music over everything?
And also, no, submarines are always noisy. That's totally a good way to justify the same.
And you can cancel out a lot of white noise, as long as it's constant noise.
Yeah, you can pull that.
Okay. You can put music, but you're still going to have noise. Now you're not going to lose noise. Now you're going to have music and noise.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I believe we can handle that. One thing I'd like to discuss now is I think we have a basic idea, plot-wise, of what the big fucking megaboat's going to be, evil and blah, 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 blah. Ellis, you're obviously going to play the hero. I took the liberty of looking up some classic action movie heroes to try to figure out what your angle might be.
Mm-hmm.
John McClane from the Die Hard movies.
Yes.
Yippee-ki-yay. He is an everyman hero. He's a simple cop who just wanted to visit his wife and wound up unleashing one of the biggest catchphrases of all time and also freeing hostages. Right. So he is... He's a
good man who just found himself in a bad situation and had to fight his way out.
Right. Jason Bourne. He doesn't want to save the world. He just wants to figure out who he is and then be left alone. This is a modern action movie hero.
Right, exactly, where he's like kind of tormented, too.
Right. So I think you have a hero maybe who has like a dark past... I was thinking perhaps Ellis could be a lifeguard who secretly can't swim. Which would end with you climactically doggy paddling after the big fucking megaboat.
What about the Han Solo model, somebody who's got his own agenda and doesn't really want to deal with the big fucking megaboat, but then decides he actually cares about his friends and saves them anyways?
I thought he only did it because he was trying to fuck Princess Leia.
Well, I think that was going with it, too. But he also cares about Luke.
He did not care about Luke.
They were friends.
They were not. He wanted to fuck God. You're wrong today. No, he wasn't friends with him. He fucking wanted to fuck Leia.
Do you think he would have hung out that whole time if Leia hadn't been around?
Why did he show up at the end of Star Wars and literally shoot Darth Vader out of the sky so that Luke could save him?
Because he became friends after he realized that he could fuck Leia. He was pissed that he was going to break out, and then he realized that Luke was his sister. It was her brother.
He didn't know that at that
yes,
point.
Yes, he did.
No, he totally
yes, he did.
Wait.
Luke didn't know that.
Is Vader dead?
No, but Vader got knocked out of the sky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gee.
For money and Leia.
Right, and it was because they didn't pay Harrison Ford until the end, so he had to show up for that last scene.
I like the Bourne model. I think Bourne's really awesome. And the whole, like, fighting the government at the same time, being your own man, and, you know.
Right, you need a love interest.
Yeah,
obviously, Malin Ackerman as a man,
or
man.
Tom Green as a woman.
No,
what would you prefer out of those two options?
What kind of be Belladonna?
Maybe it can be like Fight Club. Switches between Tom Green as a woman and her. As
I'm
a man.
Cool with Belladonna as a man.
I think you should have several love interests that are all men,
I'm
but they're
cool
all really women.
Yes. Okay, now you're talking.
Look, the most straight gay guy in the world.
Some fucking Playboy chick was following me. I saw that she was following me on Twitter last night.
What's the movie length? Like, if we
should get her in the movie because she is gnarly.
What's that?
Movie length?
Yeah, how long is it going to be?
10-15 max.
Okay. That sounds reasonable.
Right.
Of course, we said that about The Woodsman, and it ended up being half an hour.
Right, but knowing what we know, because I think the script for The Woodsman was around like 22 pages,
right.
And ended up being like a 30-something.
So we'll make this like 10 pages,
like a 10-page script,
yeah.
Right?
Okay,
page a minute.
You tend to have some sort of sidekick, whether you want him or not. Obviously, Jaegerbeard.
That sounds like me.
Yeah.
I thought Jaegerbeard was going to be, like, off on his own for most of the movie, just as kind of comic relief.
Right, well, I think that's what happens. I think sometimes the sidekick is Robin, who's there from the word go. I think sometimes you don't, the hero resists the sidekick.
Right.
But finds that, you know, Han Solo is kind of a classic example of somebody who doesn't want to be the sidekick, who ultimately becomes the sidekick. Mm. Of a sort.
There you go. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. There you go.
That's a very good base, I think.
So we need a set, we need miniatures, we need cost, and a script. So we're pretty much done.
Yeah, and then we got
spoken like a producer.
Cool. Okay, I think we're on track.
So that camera is going to stay with you guys.
Okay.
It's super easy to work. It's great auto and all that. Shoot as much as you can, and we'll just use whatever.
Right. We definitely need to go get like a sailor hat, so anybody who comes in here
yes
can look like they fit in the movie. And I'm serious. The sooner we get the fucking prize chamber looking like the inside of a shitty boat, the sooner we can fucking, you know.
And it's small enough you can actually do two sides, right?
Yeah. I just want to. I want to do that because I know what's going to happen is that we will all be too lazy to ever switch it back, and that like 2 years from now,
it'll still look like
broken
yeah.
down, shitty, dirty cardboard interior of a boat.
The next movie's like a Star Wars movie. Like this is actually a spaceship,
right? Post-apocalyptic future, 25 years after big fucking megaboat.
After big fucking megaboat destroyed everything.
Yeah,
of course.
Great.
So, which weekend are we looking at for the celebrity / pool party weekend?
I mean, probably maybe the sooner the better.
Maybe early April?
Yeah. We may not be in town on the mid to late weekends.
So how about the 7th and 8th?
Yeah.
For now.
Of April?
Yes.
Fucking mega.
Sure. That sounds good.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's official.
And maybe we can plan and see if there's anybody filming we can do in New York, possibly. That might be difficult.
What's in New York that you could shoot?
The Intrepid.
Intrepid?
Fuck yeah.
What's that?
It's like a big fucking megaboat.
Actually, it really is.
It's a really big fucking megaboat.
Good name for it.
Maybe we should try to just grab some, like, you know how they do the thing where the thing moves into frame? Maybe we can move. Like, one of us can stand on a skateboard.
Right, slowly moving.
Roll them in.
Oh my god, it's coming!
Well, yeah. You can go on the boat, the Queen Elizabeth in Long Beach, and I think we should totally try and shoot some gorilla shit there.
Yeah.
Because the small camera stuff, we could walk around and do all the exteriors there. If we do it subtly,
mm-hmm.
like with a real big fucking megaboat.
Yeah. Done.
Sweet.
All right, so what else is going on?
New music video?
Yeah.
New music video?
Oh, yeah, new music video. You want to make a music video for us?
Oh, for the dubstep thing, yeah.
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 Jason Isles on the phones answering his own phones because we're the best on satellite radio.
Sorry.
Yes.
You already got kicked total ass. Hey,
yeah.
If you're looking for space, you know, to shoot all this stuff, just ask Tony Hawk.
Yeah, thanks. I bet we've done enough for Tony. I mean, it's time for him to go his own way.
Yeah, it's time for us to stop carrying him.
Get off my back, monkey.
I could see converting a ramp into like a really cool like interior, but he wouldn't
leave Tony alone. I'm not calling Tony to be in Big Mega, but no.
He doesn't have to be in it, just his space.
No, well,
the other thing is, it's down in San Diego. Like,
right.
If we keep it local, we'll shoot a lot more.
Yeah, and just leave Tony alone. Hello, Jason L. Show. What's up?
Hey, I got an idea for a big fucking megaboat.
Awesome.
Hello?
Yeah, what is your idea?
Instead of Hunt for Red October as a backdrop green screen with Sean Connery in it, a League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. You can still have Sean Connery in there, and they're on a big fucking megaboat.
They are on the biggest megaboat you can get. Well
done,
dude. That's got tons of big fucking megaboat visuals.
I've never seen that movie.
It was the worst movie ever made.
Oh, then why don't we just do that? Why don't we just fuck any location anywhere? Why don't we green screen everything and just go through movies and, like, if we need a lake?
That's what I'm thinking.
Fucking get a lake from Lake Placid.
But
if we need a
boat. These shitheads are talking about dynamite.
I know.
Dynamic. We're losing dynamic.
If we do a combination of both, it'll be better. If it's just green screen, it's going to be Tosh.0.
Well, that's a dynamic show. I think it's a dynamic show.
He's a dynamic comedian.
And I think it's because of his green screen. Oh, Jason, that's
just dynamic face.
I do want to punch him in the face in a dynamic fashion. Hello.
I'm so hard right now.
You're so hungry right now?
He's so hard right now.
I'm so hard.
Cool.
You want to finish me off?
Well, not really.
Raw Dog does.
This is Raw Dog.
And you just came.
Hello, Jason Alshaw.
Yahtzee.
Hey, man.
Hey, I got a lead for you for the big fucking megaboat.
Yeah?
Over in, where is it, San Fernando, there's a place called Fantasy 2, and it's an 800,000-gallon body of water. It's all black. And
I've shot that, yeah.
And they got a lot of college students that shoot there. So you might want to check that place out, Fantasy 2.
Yeah, we've shot some recreations there. They shot Piranha 3D there. It's expensive.
No.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, I think that idea. Yeah. No, look, let's just make the cardboard cut out with your little dials on there, and then we'll... And yes, I am making fun of you. And then we'll do big, mega, giant background Red Octobers everywhere in all other parts, and use their boats and use little plastic boats with fucking little baby crocodiles in the background.
I think it's a combination of everything. Like, yeah, if we just do one thing, it's not going to work. And I have a big green screen in Irvine, which I know is far, but it's big. It's like three times the size of this room, so you can get depth if you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, there's that.
So really, you guys are going to write the story, we need to get actors, and we need to think of scenarios, because I think the best thing that people had for when they called in for Woodsman was, this. You should have this, this should happen in Big Fucking
Megabyte. We got a couple good scenarios when we first brought up this idea.
What was it?
I think
what
that we're still hanging on to. Did we?
What do we have?
Hello, Jason L. Show.
What's up, dude? I got a great idea for the Big Fucking Megabyte.
Cool. What is it?
All right, check it out, man. Danny Glover and Jason Ellis are standing on the Big Fucking Mega Boat, right? And the Swell's Angels are coming up. And Jason can look at him and be like, damn, it's the Swell's Angels. And Danny Glover will be like, man, I'm getting too old.
Oh, God. He's more than that one line.
I'm not taking any more.
That's actually not true. That's actually not
true. Danny Glover?
I wouldn't do that to Danny Glover, not because I respect him as an actor, because I respect him as a human being.
Right.
And he seems like a cool guy, and I met him one time at the Playboy Mansion, and he said fuck in front of my then girlfriend, and then he noticed there was a lady there, and he turned around and apologized
at
the Playboy Mansion, so I would not do that to Danny Glover. But no, as an actor, he fucking for damn sure is that one line.
Yeah.
If he's not just that one line, then tell me what is he?
Did he play Sidney Poitier in a TV movie?
What did you play?
Didn't he? Oh, wasn't he in some television movie one time?
Did you see Gone Fishing?
No, I didn't.
Did you see Grand Canyon?
No.
No! Did you see Predator?
Yes.
The one he was in?
No.
Right.
Right.
He got outplayed by a Swedish fucking weightlifter.
He's pretty much the luckiest actor alive, isn't he? I mean, without the Lethal Weapons, he's nobody.
Wait, wasn't he in Color Purple?
I think he was.
Wow.
Did he beat Oprah up in the Color Purple?
I sure hope so.
he brought.
And you want to talk shit on this guy?
he brought Pepsi Cola to South Africa and went bankrupt.
Like, what?
That's why. Yeah, he brought Pepsi to South Africa after apartheid and went bankrupt. Like, there's no Pepsi in South Africa.
Because of Danny Glover?
Yeah.
Boy, that's so.
But he didn't know how to sell it?
Right. That was it. Like, Pepsi's like, no, South Africa, you racist bastards. And apartheid fell, and he's like, I'll bring it to South Africa. And all South Africans like, meh, we don't like Pepsi. Stick with Coke.
Wow. If you asked me to choose, like, what do you want on your tombstone? Either, like, Sidekick in Lethal Weapon movies or the reason there's no Pepsi in South Africa.
Yeah, I'll go that one, huh? Option B for sure.
Fucking crazy.
It's so gangster.
It's hard to believe one man could own that.
I tell my kids about that every day. You know, you can't get Pepsi in Africa because of daddy.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty much.
True story. Go there.
I changed the course of soft drinks forever.
Go there. Get a hotel room and ask for a Pepsi. See what happens.
See how that works out for you.
You're welcome. Hello, Jason L. Show.
Hey, for the mega boat movie idea.
Yeah.
You have to have some at one time a big red light flashing, and you could be running away from the tsunami because of a pussy fart.
It's not terrible.
I don't want to be a tsunami guy.
Right. Tsunamis are, pussy farts are tasteful. Tsunamis are not.
No.
Yeah.
Too soon?
Yeah.
Mm. It might be too soon for the rest of our lives. Hello, Jason L. Show.
Yeah, the last guys, last time you guys were talking about this, you were talking about a power source for the big fucking mega boat. I think it ought to be powered by Nick Swartz and farts.
No. Hello, Jason L. Show. Nick Swartz is in Big Fucking Mega Boat.
For sure.
Yeah.
Whether he likes it or not.
Yeah. No, he's in it.
If he isn't good enough, we'll go find him.
Yeah, we will go to his house with our cardboard cut out of fucking noodle doodle dandles. And
then he walks out the door and you're like, Nick, watch out!
What if he's a hostage and we just really kidnap him for like 20 minutes and he just freaks out?
He would freak out.
What if we did have like a set that was on like on a board or something that we couldn't move? That way we could go to these people.
Yeah, that's what I said. If we build it on the board to go outside, it'd be great. And you build on wheels and you just wheel it around?
Jason, I'll show it. Someone needs to make a documentary of making of this movie. Yes.
Yeah, you need to call Armageddon on your jet ski. Just strap a freaking torpedo to it, and that'll be the last scene. Single-handedly taking out the big fucking megabot with you and a torpedo and a Kawasaki jet ski.
No. But there is a scenario there where the last two remaining people that are alive got away on a jet ski.
Into the sunset?
Into the sunset.
Because we have a jet ski.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking at the notes from the last
time. I've got two.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I've got a stand-up jet ski as well. It's in San Diego. My brother-in-law has it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's the Swells Angels,
and
right?
I'm about to get a, what is it called? A storage container. So I'm going to put all my shit.
All your toys?
Everything is all going to be in just down the road from my house, ready to roll.
I want to remember some of these ideas. Is there any way we can get Clint Eastwood to say it's halftime for Big Fucking Megaboat?
Allison said that would be exploitative, whatever that means, but that's still not a no.
Yes, it is. That's a mega no.
Why would that be exploitative?
I don't know.
Can you get him to say Big Fucking Megaboat?
Maybe.
No, you can't.
It's a strong maybe.
Can you get him to say, hello, Jason Ellis?
Right.
Like, you're not going to get any of it.
We got to try and trick him on the phone and record it.
You guys. I want nothing to do with it.
I can hear Walt laugh.
Yeah, I know,
I want nothing to do with it.
But if anybody in the world could just steal audio of Clint
Eastwood's daughter,
it's Allison.
It's his first daughter, yeah. So,
oh my God! We have in our notes the ammunition shot by the Big Fucking Megaboat is smaller boats.
Oh yeah, shoots other boats.
How do you do that?
No idea.
I feel like this would have to be some fancy green screen stuff.
Mm.
We don't have that.
No.
So stop thinking.
No, I think we could do it, and it would look really cheap. But we could do it.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Hello, Jason Ellis Show.
Yeah, what if there's a giant octopus and Ronda Rousey armbars it?
And who armbars him?
Ronda Rousey.
Who just armbars
him. Oh, yeah.
It's impossible to armbar octopus.
He's right.
Yeah. There are no bones in there.
Yeah.
And there's eight arms.
I armbar a tiger today.
Oh,
if you had been walking by the park today,
he
jumped on my back and I threw him over and I had side control and then I mounted him. And then after I mounted him, I flicked it into an armbar. He's on between my legs. I was like, you better tap. He was like, no, I won't. I'm like, oh, one of those guys, huh? But I just thought for a second, if you had been walking by, there's like a 40-year-old tattooed dude
right.
trying to pull a 3-year-old's arm off in the park. Like I had him in a... I went from side to mount to armbar. Like I did it exactly how I would do it, even though you would have got out of it because I'm so bad at it. Hey, man, you're on the Jason Ellis Show.
Jason Ellis Show.
Yes.
Calling about the Big Fucking Megaboat.
Yeah, what's your idea?
Havasu has like a boat you can rent. It's like 40 foot long, like 12 or 14 foot wide. You can make that into whatever the hell you want it to.
But there's that money thing again.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, dude. We don't have money for that.
Danny Way has a boat in San Diego we can use.
Danny Way said that you could use his boat?
Yeah, I was going to jump Coronado Bridge. He was going to pick me up. Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't.
He was going to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I believe he told you that.
Oh, yeah?
But he's not going to pick you up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can ask him for the boats and see what happens.
Yeah, no.
He
won't give it to you, dude.
Why?
Because he won't.
Oh.
He's not going to...
What if he comes with?
He doesn't want to be a part of this, and he doesn't want to give you his boat for the day, and he doesn't have time to fucking drive us around pretending we're in a big fucking megaboat.
I think if we learned anything last time, it's you have to do something really small that you know that you can pull off, because everything we tried to do that was a little bit bigger than that became 90% of the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like, true. I'm shooting all this down because I know that there's no one that's going to do it.
No, I agree with you. If we have a green screen or this set for the weekend of, like, April 7th and 8th, and we put out the word to every celebrity we know, come on by and we'll find something funny for you to do.
Yeah, one guy.
Something will happen. We'll get something done, you know?
I'm an optimist.
Yeah, you're just as dumb as Josh. It's not going to happen.
You guys can have robot butt sex in the year 2240.
Yeah. Wake up and start sucking some frozen dick.
April 8th is Easter Sunday. Do we care?
I don't.
No.
I do.
Hmm. How about
was
the
that
next...
a Saturday?
No, Easter's on Sunday.
Wait, so it's a Sunday?
Right, if we were talking about doing our shooting in a weekend.
Yeah, 6th, 7th, and 8th would be the 3 days. The 8th is a Sunday, the 6th would be Good Friday, which is also a holiday.
I just know that the one Easter is like egg
gardening day.
Yeah, I'm going to be around my kids for
what
sure.
What about the following weekend, 14th, 15th?
The next two weekends are kind of...
Oh, no good?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Yeah. Oh, yeah, because of the book.
Well, 31st and the 1st?
I mean, if it works for you, it works for us.
Yeah, I'll come back.
How hard is it going to be to fucking edit this thing? It's going to be a 10-minute movie.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard.
I've got no problem with the editing.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Then we'll push it to after New York. Cool.
After New York?
Yeah.
So 31st and the 1st?
No, I thought that's what you meant by 31st and the 1st was March 31st and April 1st.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The end of this month.
Oh. Okay, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, that way if we need pick
up
something.
Yeah, now. We need to do now.
Yeah.
Don't leave it last second.
Yeah, then. And we're going to do one camera, so it's going to be a lot easier to edit. And we're going to shoot like a film, so it's like one scene.
Exciting. I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
Excited to be in a movie
again. Here's a couple of really good ideas from Twitter. Paper plates make awesome portholes.
What? Oh, just what, take them on the wall?
Yes.
Oh, man.
This is
the greatest movie ever.
I definitely think for one of the scenes, the whole megaboat wall should fall down, the whole crew, and we should just embrace it. Carry on talking and walk away from it.
I also really like Cody's idea. Nick Swardson powers the big fucking megaboat by doing a bunch of coke and running on a hamster wheel.
And that works. That's way better than him fighting. And he's probably the best cocaine face I've ever seen on a man, with or without cocaine in his system. He can do. I can't tell. I'm like, have you just done his line, or... I can't tell, dude.
Yeah, he's like the heart of Big Fucking Megaboat. And right. Then you're the hero and you have to stop him.
Right. I think it's great.
I put some spokes in the treadmill or something.
Yeah.
I stick a stick in the treadmill to stop it from continuing.
So or you just do full-on combat with Nick Swardson.
I'll have a full-on fight scene with Nick Swardson.
So we need a treadmill. That's another
thing. I just throw him through shit for a fucking half an hour.
We just have a bunch of plate glass windows just for that purpose.
I think a fight scene with Nick Swardson would be excellent.
Yeah.
Because he's got comedy that you can't fuck with. Yeah. Like, there could be a lot of blows that could be very, very amusing.
Okay, well, since he now has a sizable role, let's see if he can do that. I mean, we're assuming he's willing to be in this.
He's willing. He told me he wants me to be in his movie.
Okay, great.
I'm like, well, then you need to be in my movie. I think he's cool like that. Cool. He doesn't come across like a... I completely believe in it. If he says he's in it, I completely believe him.
Yeah.
If Danny Way's going to pick you, I might have. I love Danny Way, but he ain't
picking you. Be careful jumping off that bridge in Coronado.
Right. Yeah. I know you like sharks. You got to get real close to them. Give a fuck about you. Or anybody else.
Oh, I feel awesome now.
I'm sure he meant it at the time. Just mean, like, you'd be like, hey, this Saturday we really need your boat. He'd be like, dude, I'm busy.
I can see that.
Yeah. Because he is.
Yeah. Well, he's in Kauai right now filming this movie.
There you go. He's filming a movie?
Yeah.
But
it comes out at South by Southwest called Catching Lightning or Waiting for Lightning or something. It's a new DC/Danny Wayne
movie.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Cool. I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Does he have a mega skate park down there or something?
He's building a new one.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the mega of mega ramp.
Yeah, the mega, ultra mega fucking ramp.
Man. the big fucking mega ramp?
It is big fucking mega ramp. He's been talking about that for 10 years, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually pissed about that. I'm too old to ride it if it's half the thing that he said it was going to be.
Yeah.
Because it sounded like fun, but not if you're me. It just sounds like a whole bunch of bad times.
Not if you want to walk away.
Yeah. And I don't... Yeah. You gotta know your limitations. Hello, Jason Alshaw.
Hey, man, what's going on?
What up?
Thinking maybe a big fucking megaboat, like a kidnapping scenario.
Yeah, please, go on.
Maybe like a trio of good guys, just a trio of bad guys, maybe something like Mel Gibson, Charlie Sheen, have a cohort together, maybe have draw it all dressed up like Oksana or something.
Yeah, thanks, dude. I feel like eating some more steak.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for a break. It's been like an hour and a half.
Has it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I feel like steak.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think me and Raw Dog are going to go back and work on the story a little bit and maybe come back to listeners a little bit so we can focus this conversation a little bit. It's going to be an even shorter movie than The Woodsman, so there's only so much random shit that's really going to
I just want to be in the movie. I want to be on set and be a part of it. Because I remember I watched The Woodsman about a month ago. It made me want to be in one of these movies again because I forgot... That was fun, dude.
It was.
I know Josh says he was having fun, but I disagree. But I was having a blast. It was just awesome to laugh all day and be in
a movie. Have only fond memories of making The Woodsman.
Okay.
Even the bad parts are good.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of the funniest things was Dingo sitting around the whole first day not filming. Just lurking.
Yeah.
Remember that? He was just sitting there watching us and was, I thought it was hilarious.
That's when he realized, hey, Dingo's a cool guy.
No. The best thing that Dingo did was when he was in a shot. And then he reacted to one of the people who was delivering a line because he didn't know that we were rolling.
Yeah.
What was it? It was one of the girls said something, and he was just like, wait, what?
Because he was smoking weed, right?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, he just sucked on the bowl, and all of a sudden he blew smoke and went, what? What are you guys... What is she talking about?
Yeah. We were rolling.
So he has an idea. What if we put a thing out on Craigslist for actual actors but unpaid actors?
He does that all the time.
I thought about doing that on The Woodsman, and we decided that it was weird to have a combination of, like, actors that people didn't know and celebrities, and might get confusing. But maybe it would work for Big Fucking Megabot. What do you think?
Well, if you want groups of people...
I'm not opposed to it.
Or Ellis Fam or whoever, but I think actual actors might, like, add an element, even if they're unpaid. And they'll do whatever for free.
Right. Well, I think, again, why don't we try to figure out a little bit more what kind of cast that we need. If we have 20 roles to cast, that's one thing. If we have, like, six, then that's another. You know?
Okay.
Dave Navarro.
Would be excellent.
Dave Navarro.
As a boat.
Who's riding him?
Just plaster his face on a boat. He's like the face of the boat.
Are we standing on him?
Yes. The SS Dave Navarro. SS Dave Navarro's nipple.
Yep.
We're like little people. We shrink down onto him.
Like Gulliver's Travels.
Is he swimming or is he floating like a boat?
Floating like a banana.
Yeah. Like, does he float by going...
No, exactly. It's just like his face.
Or is he just swimming and we're...
We could definitely get some celebrity who's unwilling to even show up to just be the voice of the horn of, you know, just to do the...
Right.
Just so we can put him in the credits. Well, Clint Eastwood do that on the phone.
No,
well,
he won't.
Clint Eastwood on
no,
the phone.
Won't.
You could get him to say...
It's his nervous throat.
Half time.
Come on.
I do think we should try and use footage we own just so we can release it officially.
What about if we use a Dodge Dart as Big Fucking Megabot? Because I think Dodge is going to lend me one.
What's the Dart?
It's that new one that I was going to get Raw Dog. It's like a badass little, like...
It's not the Challenger or the big ones.
No.
Yeah.
Well, what about if we shot stuff in front of a green screen and then gorilla'd, like, getting shots of a lake or getting shots of a boat?
Oh, for sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So we own the footage. It's just not having it on set. Yeah,
we just
for
didn't
sure.
shoot them at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
If we shoot us in a room and then we go shoot a big fucking boat and then we put that behind in the green screen.
I think we would want to do a little bit like storyboarding and stuff to make sure that both sets of shots sync up with each other well.
Right.
Yeah, that's easy.
Cool.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Hey, on Big Fucking Megabolt, could one of the pussy farts be underwater?
Yeah!
only if we could get somebody to do a pussy fart underwater.
Oh, you don't think we could get an underwater pussy fart? You know the fuck you're talking to?
I don't know if we can. I don't think anybody's got the balls to do that. Or the pussy to do that.
Oh, you...
See what he did there?
Provoke, right?
Yes. You get it?